American Legion baseball coverage is on the air.
Here's the next pitch. This ball's going to be hit back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Making a turn at third base is Panganiban, and Panganiban comes home, and we are tied.
We begin each broadcast with the Coach Kindig pregame show.
In the 11th inning, one man out, and Brock Dreher, the top of the order, coming to the plate next for Hastings Five Points Bank. Here comes a 3-1 pitch down low. He walks in the run. Hastings wins the ball game. Wow.
Now, let's head to the diamond and get you set for tonight's game.
And good afternoon. Welcome to American Legion baseball coverage tonight on 1230 KHIS. Hastings 5 points back on the diamond this evening as they get ready to take on Norfolk in a doubleheader. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. And coach, last night I lost to Grand Island Home Federal, and it just basically came down to a couple of plays that we didn't make, and that was the difference in the game.
Yeah, you know, it really did, and a couple executions on our offensive end, and, you know, got to come up with hits. Three base hits is going to be tough to win any baseball games, and we still almost did it.
Backs are kind of against the wall now as far as the Cornhusker League is concerned, but a couple of wins are pretty important for us here tonight against a team that it looks like on paper that we should beat Norfolk tonight.
Yeah, you know, Kearney lost last night to North Platte, so, you know, by losing two league games so far, we're going to need some help from people like that. We got one win against North Platte already, so, you know, maybe we can get some help and somebody can run into Kearney or Grand Island when they maybe don't have Ewing or Hinkey on the mound, or even if they do have him on the mound and get them, and then we take care of them, and then we're back all at two losses. So we can't look at the games behind us. We got to look at the games ahead of us, and tonight we got Norfolk.
Just ran into a buzzsaw, I thought, last night with Calvin Hinkey. He struck out 11 batters. Our guys battled, had him over 100 pitches for the ball game, but just not enough offense last night to win it.
Yeah, not enough offense, and, you know, we had quality at bats. It wasn't like we were going up there and seeing three pitches and going and sitting down. So, you know, we got to take the encouragement from the good things that we did last night, and there was a lot of them. You know, there was a lot more good things than bad things, and unfortunately that isn't always a recipe for success.
We kind of talked about this on the post game last night. The top of the order, the cream of the crop, so to speak, really had a tough time. 0-for-11, the top three guys against Hinkey in the ball game last night, and that's not our forte. We got to get those guys on base.
Yeah, we definitely do, and we're still working on that lineup. You know, we got Alex Panganiban starting to come along a little bit there. Brooks Asher probably isn't our typical or prototypical two-hole hitter, but Zach Merrill's really been swinging the bat lately, and we like him in that three-hole there. You know, and Brock Dreher, he just took a weekend off and didn't see any pitching at all, and we threw him right back into the fire. That was probably maybe not the best move by me, but, you know, just shows how much confidence we have in him, and we let him know that. You know, we got to get those guys on, though. We like our top six, seven guys, and, you know, we like our whole nine, but we think that the top of the order can really do some damage, and we're going to rely on them to score runs for us.
Jared Foote, he threw for us last night, threw six innings in the ball game. Brian threw well enough to win the ball game last night.
Yeah, he has. That was by far his best outing of the year. He's got one start at Columbus where he battled and had to battle and didn't have his best stuff and still got a win for us. Then he came in and struggled in relief, which, you know, Jared's been a starter for us, or at least for me, this is the third year I've had him. For most of the time, he's been a starter. So sometimes that's a difficult thing for a guy to do, is come in and, as a starter, and get ready and be in a hurry and get on that mound. And, you know, maybe that has something to do with him. Maybe just is a lack of focus. I don't know. But last night had all three pitches, really kept them off balance. You know, their nine hits were, or eight hits, whatever they had, were spread out. There wasn't a lot of back-to-back hits or multiple hits in innings. So he did a great job.
Just what you just got done saying there, is Jared Foote going to be more effective maybe as a starter as we head down the stretch here?
Yeah, and he will. That's kind of what we're at. But with 13 guys right now in Legion baseball, you can't really afford on our team to have a PO, so or a pitcher only. He's going to have to come in and relieve guys that might be on their bullpen day. If we can't get them just down in the bullpen working on what they need to, they might have to throw that bullpen up on the mound, which, you know, sometimes that's not the best, and sometimes it's just what we have to do.
Yeah, and the pitching staff is going to be solidified a little bit more when we get to Alex Panganiban back in rotation. Alex Mendoza, get him back on the team and head up and throw. And so we're missing a couple of key cogs in our pitching rotation right now, and that's kind of hampered us here in the last couple of ballgames.
Yeah, it is. You know, you look at an Alex Panganiban, he threw all spring and had success with the college, ended up making the varsity team there as a pitcher. So that's a guy that we were expecting to be in that roster. did a great job his last start that he threw in the Legion. He kept a really good Omaha West Side team off balance for most of a baseball game that we almost won. So, yeah, like you said, once we get him back, we don't know if we'll throw him into the starting rotation or if we'll ease him along as a guy that we can go to in the bullpen, which if we can get starts out of Jared Foote and Zach Merrill and Matt Krantz and some of those guys, you know, then maybe we have that luxury, and we'll find out. Blaine Dreher, you know, he's really looks like he's getting comfortable in that reliever role for us and has done a good job. So, you know, well, we're still, like you said, we're still trying to figure things out. We got a long ways to go, and once we get guys healthy and guys back together, you know, it'll all come together.
Sitting at 6-6 now in the season, we talk about all the good things that we have seen so far this season. Is the moral aspect, the moral victories kind of getting old? Are you ready to string some victories together?
Sure, you know, you can look at moral victories if you want them, but, you know, we're more interested in those absolute victories where we're going out and winning baseball games, and they're going to come. We really think so. We got a tough schedule. You know, we go out there, and we're not afraid to play anybody. We'll play whoever wants to come to our place. We'll go to their place, which is evident by going to the West Side tournament this weekend. And we're playing a Creighton Prep team that's a perennial power in the state, and Omaha West Side, Lincoln Southwest, won 19 games in a row in the spring season. So we're going to go out there and we're going to give it our all, and hopefully some of those wins will start getting contagious and start putting a bunch together.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Norfolk as our pregame show continues after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Treat Dad like a king this Father's Day and shop at Gary Michaels Clothiers. There's special savings throughout the store. Buy any two sportswear items at regular price and receive the third free. Mix and match Nike golf shorts and polos with Tommy Bahama camp shirts and shorts. Perfect for the golfer or casual dad. For the professional dad, all in-stock seasonal sports coats and suits now 30 to 50% off. Add a dress shirt and receive a tie half price. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers for Dad. Downtown Hastings and on the bricks, Kearney. Open late Thursday and Saturday until 4.
Back with Hastings Five Points Bank head coach Russ Kindig. It's Hastings and Norfolk here tonight in American Legion baseball action. Norfolk, a team that really struggled during the spring, coach. They were 2-30 during the high school season. Did not have a whole lot of success, but this is a new year, and I guess anything can breed here. Anything can get going during the summer. What do you know about this team?
Looked like they struggled in the spring a little bit. There was, you know, I think every team's going to have a guy that they can go out there and have a lot of confidence in. We probably ran into him last year when we went up to Norfolk. We played a 3-1 baseball game with him that we had to play every inning, and that's the way we got to go into every game with that mentality. We're going to go up there and throw Braden Valentine, who we have a lot of respect for on the mound and a lot of confidence in. He's a great guy to have at Duncan Field. He really is a guy that works that upper half of the strike zone, and at Duncan Field we feel like we got the outfielders to run balls down if they do go up in the air.
Then also Devin Wyman expected to get a start for Hastings in one of the ball games today. He pitched very well over the weekend in a relief role.
Yeah, he did, and he earned a spot to start, and hopefully both those guys can go a little ways into the ball game. We don't have to get into our relievers too much because, like I mentioned earlier, we're going to have a tough weekend.
All right, so it's Hastings and Norfolk here tonight, just basically taking care of biz tonight and getting a couple of W's, the most important thing tonight?
Yeah. Every night. We got two games. We were planning on two wins, and hopefully we can go out there, get great pitching from our starters, and, you know, we can't let those the top of the order, if they're worried or thinking about last night, we got to get that thought out of their head and get that confidence swagger when they go back into the box and know that they can hit and you know, get these guys that, you know, Braden and Devin aren't our top guys in the rotation. You know, they're at the bottom half of that rotation, and we got to score runs for them. We can't make them have too much load on their shoulders. You know, we got to go out there and get them some runs and let them get in a groove and go from there.
Okay, good luck today.
Thanks.
Russ Kindig, head coach for Hastings Five Points Bank. Stick around, starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Norfolk tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Coach Kindig Pregame Show. Stay tuned. First pitch straight ahead on your link to local sports, 1230 KHS Radio.
Shop local, save big at ShopWheelerDealer.com to subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. ShopWheelerDealer.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHS. Hastings getting set to take on Norfolk in a doubleheader tonight here at Duncan Field. A senior citizen night tonight at the ballpark. Lots of activities going on, so come on out. We've got two games, hopefully weather permitting, as Hastings getting sent to take on Norfolk Central Railroad here tonight. Hastings coming in a record of 6 wins, 6 losses on the season after dropping one last night to Grand Island Home Federal by the score of 5-2. Norfolk Central Railroad, they come in with a mark of 2 wins and 6 losses here during the summer. They had an awful spring during the high school season. They were 2-30 during the high school season, 2-6 so far during the summer as they score off against Hastings Five Points Bank here tonight. Temperature-wise, things looking good so far. Partly cloudy skies, and it is 79 degrees at game time here tonight. Winds out of the east at about 6 miles per hour. Again, it's a senior citizen night tonight here at the ballpark, brought to you by the Good Samaritan Village here in Hastings. Everybody 55 and older, get in for just $1 tonight. We've got free popcorn once you get in here for people over the age of 55. We've got a free soda once you get in here as well. So a big night at Duncan Field. Come on out and enjoy some American Legion baseball. And before we get started here tonight, we want to talk a couple of minutes with Paul Hamlick. He's the one of the main guys over at the Good Samaritan Village here in Hastings. And, Paul, hey, welcome to Duncan Field tonight.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here. It's a great night for baseball. Glad the storm's held off.
Yeah, so far so good. Anyway, talk about your involvement with the Legion. Why do you think it's important to be out here tonight?
Well, our seniors, many of them played Legion ball. And, of course, baseball is so much a part of the life. These folks grew up in the golden age of baseball, probably, watching guys like Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays and all of those folks out in the baseball all across the country. Now back here in Hastings, this has to bring back lots and lots of memories. So one of our residents, Ron Cook, who played here at Duncan Field, and I think his son coached the game last night for Grand Island, is going to throw out the first pitch. We've got people who've played here. It's just an exciting night for seniors to be a part of something that they know well.
Yeah, the seniors are going to sing the national anthem too. Talk about that group there.
Oh, our Singing Samaritans, they're here. They're all dressed in their white shirts and red ties, sitting down in those front row seats, going to sing the anthem in a few minutes. They're very excited about being here. They've been anticipating it for a while and getting ready and practicing, and so they're having a great time here tonight. Lots of other folks. I see a lot of familiar faces out here, but still room for lots more seniors to come.
So come on out again to Senior Citizen Night tonight here at the ballpark, 55 and older. Get in for just $1 tonight. Once you're here, we'll get you a free bag of popcorn and a free soda to enjoy hopefully two ball games here tonight at Duncan Field. Paul, just talk about your facility a little bit. Lots of people around the Hastings area know quite a bit about the Good Sam folks out there, but just talk about your facility out
there.
Well,
we're right in our neighborhood. I mean, I can see it from here literally, and it's a wonderful campus where about 800 people live, all sorts of people in assisted living and skilled nursing, but lots and lots of people, several hundred units in independent living, folks who just want a place where they can have maintenance-free living, have a good lifestyle. We're seeing younger people coming because they want the freedom of not having to worry about the law, not having to worry about maintenance issues. It's such a good solution for seniors in so many ways. We've been there since for over 50 years now and continue to serve the community in central Nebraska well.
Don't you have several different areas? Correct me, don't you have like a 55 age group facility there?
We do. The campus is an age-restricted community, so it's for people 55 years of age or older. And we have our full-service line, so from home and assisted home and community-based services to assisted living and skilled nursing, but also living with services and independent living, affordable housing. So people who need help with housing, they can get government assistance with that. So it's a great solution for a lot of our seniors.
People interested, maybe not this year, but in the upcoming years, how do they get involved with a Good Samaritan?
All they have to do is give us a call. We'll be happy to give them a tour. We're continually renovating and building new units, and so just finished a 20-unit project of brand-new construction. The last person moving in just a couple of days, and so we're excited about that. I'll have meetings tomorrow to look at hopefully adding 42 more units of housing, and so the demand is strong. We have a lot of people there, so we do have some waiting lists, but it's a good thing for people to just give us a call, come out and see what we have to offer, what's the best fit for them, where they are in life, and what will work for them well. We're happy to help them.
Yeah, we're talking with Paul Hamelick. He's with the Good Samaritan Village in Hastings. It's Good Samaritan Village night tonight here at the ballpark. You talked about the renovations. There's been a lot of renovations in the past, two or three years out there.
There has been literally millions of dollars of things going on. Our Goldbeck Towers, which is an affordable housing facility, is undergoing a $5.2 million renovation. They just entered into the last phase, so they do it by floor. So three floors are finished, just now transitioning into that last and final phase. So that'll be done later this summer. Lots of new twin homes that we're building. Those tend to be very popular. And really trying to fix things up. So the old buildings that were once Spencer Park, that are now being completely gutted and renovated and made new. So if you haven't seen the village in the last few years, you really don't know what's happening out there because so much has changed and so much has gone on.
All right, Paul's going to hang around with us here for a few minutes as we get started here with American Legion Baseball tonight on 1230 KHIS. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. It reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings, Five Points Bank tonight, Brock Drew will lead off. He'll be out in center field. Sam Reimer will bat second. He'll be at shortstop. Zach Merrill, the first baseman, will bat third. Alex Paganiban will be at third base. He'll bat fourth. Brooks Asher will be the catcher. He'll be moving down to the number five position after batting second last night against GI Home Federal in the leadoff spot over the weekend. So Asher back down to his normal position in the number five spot in the batting order. And we'll see Braden Valentine. He'll be the pitcher tonight for Hastings, batting sixth. Blaine Dreher, the second baseman, batting seventh. Grant Schmidt will be your right fielder. He'll bat at the number eight position. And then Matt Cross will be the left fielder. He will bat in the number nine position tonight for Hastings. So it's Dreher, Reimer, and Merrill, Paganiban, Asher, and Valentine, Dreher, Schmidt, and Cross in the starting lineup here tonight for Hastings Five Points Bank. And now we're going to have the singing of the National Anthem here tonight by, what is it, the Good Samaritan?
The Singing Samaritans.
The Singing Samaritans from Good Samaritan Village here tonight. So the singing of the National Anthem as we get set for baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Gave you the starters for Hastings. Here's what's going on for Norfolk Central Railroad tonight. Again, the record of 2 wins and 6 losses on the season. Mason Emery will lead off. He'll be your first baseman. Bryce Sovereignson will be the shortstop. He'll bat second. Then you got Riggins Hopper, the third baseman. He'll bat at the number three position here tonight. Grant Gilsdorf will be the catcher. He'll bat fourth. T.J. Price, the left fielder, batting fifth. Blake Bauer, the designated hitter, will bat sixth. Then you got Hunter Blitch, the center fielder. He'll bat at the number seven position. Austin Papstein will be the right fielder. He will bat eighth. Then you got Heath Kaler, the second baseman. He'll bat ninth, and the pitcher will be Bailey Price. He'll be on the mound for Norfolk Central Railroad here tonight. Again, throwing out the first pitch. Talk about that.
Ron Cook, one of our residents. Ron played out here back in the early 70s, I believe, and now his son coaches Legion Baseball, was here just last night.
He threw out the first pitch. It still looked pretty good, didn't it?
It did. It was a strike, I think, and so it's always good if you don't bounce it into home plate.
Yeah. Starting lineups, by the way, brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Again, weather-wise, couldn't ask for anything better here tonight. 79 degrees at game time. Winds will be out of the east at about 6 miles per hour. They'll be blowing out to right field here tonight at Duncan. And like we have in the Cornhusker League games throughout the year, Norfolk is asking to give the home team here in game number one tonight. Hastings will be up to the plate first. So Hastings, the visiting team here in game number one, and then they'll switch things around. Hastings will be the home team for game number two. So Hastings coming in now with a team batting average of about 300 on the season, trying to get their bats going here tonight. Hastings had just three base hits last night in a ball game against Grand Island Home Federal. And Paul Hamlick from the Good Samaritan Village going to hang around for an inning two with us here tonight. Big Green Bay Packers fan. In fact, you grew up in Green Bay?
Yeah, grew up in central Wisconsin, lived in Green Bay. It was a fun time to be there. Lived actually in Green Bay during the 90s of the Brett Favre era. And so loved sports. Grew up watching the Brewers and remembering those great days of baseball there. Football was the game, of course, when you were in Green Bay. It was the only game in town. So it was a lot of fun to be a part of that, be close to it. Being a small town, it was always nice to be close to the team. You could see them practice. You could see them around town. So it was a lot of fun to be involved in sports in those days.
That was the beginning of the cheeseheads, right, back there?
That's right. I can remember when they invented that foam cheesehead that became so famous and is a bit ubiquitous in the stadium these days. You'll see a lot of them.
All right, so we've got Hastings Five Points Bank and Norfolk Central Railroad here tonight at Duncan Field in Hastings. Again, senior citizen night. Come on out. Don't worry about the weather here tonight. If anything pops up, we'll let you know out here at the ballpark and on 1230 KHAS. But a great night to start off. Brock Dreher is going to lead things off for Hastings here in the top half of the first inning. Dreher is a guy who sat out the weekend with a concussion when he ran into the wall up in Columbus last Tuesday. Very first pitch, a ground ball to Sovereign. That's a shortstop, and he goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. So on the very first pitch, Brock Dreher is retired on the play from shortstop to first. And that's going to bring up Sam Reimer next. Tell you what, the top of the order last night had a tough time as Hastings, the top three guys, 0-for-11 in the ball game against the Grand Island Home Federal. So they're looking to get untracked here tonight. Russ Kindig has moved a couple of players around. Sam Reimer will now bat in the number two position here tonight. Normally he's been down there at the number nine slot. So Sam Reimer coming to the plate. He'll be the shortstop for Hastings here tonight in this ball game. Comes to the plate as the number two hitter. He's got a 3.03 batting average. As the pitch comes down low for a ball, and it's going to be one ball and no strikes here to Reimer.
1-1, actually. I think he had a strike on the first pitch.
We've got the guy sleeping next door. Huh? Here's a high fly ball here, and it's going to stay in the infield. The shortstop is going to call for it, and he makes the catch there. So Bryce Sovereign has made both plays on the ball here for Norfolk. Ground out to a Brock Dreher, and he grabs one out here. Sam Reimer, he flies out. Now Zach Merrill is going to come to the plate next for Hastings. Zach Merrill, one of the leading hitters on the team. He's hitting at a clip of 351 right now. He's got 13 base hits and 37 trips to the plate so far this year. He's got 12 singles and he's got one double. 9 RBIs. That leads the team at RBIs as Merrill will come to the plate here for Hastings. Not expected to pitch this week. He'll get a start this weekend. Hastings playing in the Omaha tournament against a very good competition this weekend. There's a high fly ball out to a right field. Papstein backs up and grabs it, and Hastings goes down in order here in inning number one. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. The score, Hastings nothing, and Norfolk coming to bat.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
12:30. KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field in Hastings. Again, senior citizen night tonight at the ballpark, sponsored by the Good Samaritan Village here in Hastings. Paul Hamlick from Good Samaritan on hand with us for an inning or two out here at Duncan Field. Braden Valentine going to be the starting pitcher for Hastings. Valentine, he started over the weekend. He threw two innings in the ball game on Saturday. He was a starting pitcher in that contest against Lincoln East. Did not have a very good outing. He threw 61 pitches against Lincoln East on Saturday, gave up five hits and six runs, all six earned, three base on balls and one strikeouts. Valentine, he's thrown 5 2/3 innings on the season so far. He's got no record. He's given up 10 hits and 10 runs, nine of those earned, five base on balls and three strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 11.18. So it's going to be Braden Valentine getting the start for Hastings here in game number one. And then Devin Wyman is expected to get the start for Hastings in game number two later on tonight. So Norfolk sending Hastings down in order in the top half of the first inning of play. Norfolk Central Railroad, the home team here in game number one. And Mason Emery will come to the plate here for Norfolk to get things started. Bryce Sovereign, the shortstop, will bat second. And we'll see Riggins Hopper in the ball game here in this first inning. Grant Gilsdorf would come to the plate if one of those guys can get aboard. There's a high fly ball out to second base, grabbed there by Blaine Dreher. So Blaine Dreher gets the first out there at second base. Blaine playing at second tonight. Vinny Schmidt not going to see any action in these two ball games. Blaine is going to anchor at second base, and he'll anchor all week long at that position after tonight. Vinny has evidently got some family things he needs to take care of this weekend, so he's going to be gone, so they give him some playing time to Blaine Dreher at second base. There's a ground ball to short that Sam Reimer grabs, and he goes over to first base in time. So two up, two down here for Norfolk Central Railroad in the bottom half of the first inning. Defense has been very good for Hastings all season long. They had one error last night. For the most part, has been very, very good for Hastings. 5 points back all season long. This is going to be Riggins Hopper coming to the plate next. He's the third baseman as Valentine will go to work on him, and he throws a strike around the outside corner. No balls and one strike to Riggins Hopper. Norfolk dressed in gray baseball pants this afternoon in their purple tops, their white lettering. There's a high fly ball out to left field. Krantz giving chase. He's not going to get there. It goes over his head. Around the bag at first, heading to second base is going to be Hopper. Krantz chases it down, gets it back to the infield, and Riggins Hopper gets a double to left field here for Norfolk Central Railroad. So a team, like we said, struggled during the spring at 2-30. They show some power there as they blow it over the head of Matt Krantz out there in left field for Hastings. Riggins Hopper gets a double. And now Grant Gilsdorf will come up there next. He is the catcher for Norfolk Central Railroad. He will bat from the right-hand side as well. The pitcher Braden Valentine, a right-handed thrower here from Hastings. So there's a swing and a miss. Grant Gilsdorf behind has got a no balls and one strike. Hastings defensively has got Brooks Asher behind the plate here tonight. Zach Merrill is at first base. Blaine Dreher is at second. Sam Reimer is at shortstop. Alex Panganiban getting the start over at third base here tonight. Matt Krantz out in left field. Brock Dreher out in center. And Grant Schmidt in right field for Hastings, 5 points back. The ball comes to the plate. It gets away from the catcher. Asher comes over here to the first base side, and running down to third base on the play is going to be Riggins Hopper. So a pass ball there on the catcher for Hastings, Brooks Asher. And now Norfolk Central Railroad has got a man on 90 feet away from scoring their first run of the ball game down there. Hopper's down there at third base. There's two men out here in the inning. Grant Gilsdorf licking a count of one ball and one strike. Next pitch is swung on, hit to Reimer at shortstop. Gobbles it up, goes to first base, and the inning is over. Grant Gilsdorf is retired on the play from short to first. The inning is over for Norfolk. They score no runs on one base hit, no errors, one left. We go to the second inning with a score, Hastings nothing and Norfolk nothing.
It's spring. The air feels fresh, clean, and comfortable. You know, you can make your home feel like springtime all year long with a new Lennox comfort system from Precision Heating and Air Conditioning. Now's the perfect time to save, too, because Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is offering up to $1,700 back with a new qualifying Lennox system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today, 402-463-6061.
Meeting new friends is why. Having fun is why. Active kids is why. Trying something new is why. Camp is why. And Sports Camps 2015 is why. At the Hastings YMCA. Starting June 2nd, it's soccer camp, followed by tennis, volleyball, cheer, basketball, and in July, it's football camp. All camps are from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. For specific camp dates and to sign up, contact the Y at 463-3139.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Duncan Field along with Paul Hamlick of the Good Samaritan Village in Hastings on Senior Citizens Night tonight here at the ballpark. You brought several residents along out here. Got a pretty good representation out here
tonight. Yeah, there's a good crowd out there, and lots of our folks from the village came, brought a couple of buses over, able to get people over from just next door. So just being a couple of blocks away, it makes it handy for us. We need to do this again.
So what's going on? What's the latest news out of the healthcare industry right now?
Oh, it's an exciting time. Always changes with the laws going on, and you hear on the news just about daily, and so it always keeps us on our toes trying to keep things figured out. But it always works out, and we try to do what's best for our folks. That's what's most important.
With the baby boomers all getting old, it's going to be important here, huh?
It is. They're going to need a place to stay, and their expectations are high, and so we try to meet those demands. There's a lot of them that are coming down the pike.
All right, Hastings and Norfolk Central Railroad here tonight at Duncan Field as we head to the second inning of play. Hastings went down in order in the top half of the first inning. Again, Hastings, the visiting team here in game number one in this doubleheader, despite playing at home at Duncan. Alex Panganiban coming to the plate next for Hastings. Pango just now getting into the thick of things after rehabbing an injury during the Hastings college baseball season. He was one of the Legion babies, so to speak. He got to the play up on the Hastings College baseball team this spring, and then he's still got 1 year of eligibility left down here in the Legion level, so he's playing his final season down here for Hastings Five Points Bank, but rehabbed an arm injury and got a late start here on the Legion level, but he's got his batting average now sitting at .273 on the season as he bats here in the second inning of his first ball game here tonight. And the pitcher out there for Norfolk Central Railroad is Baylor Price. He's a left-handed thrower here for Norfolk. As he goes to work on Alex Panganiban, three balls and one strike to Alex. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and the count is full at three balls and two strikes to Pango. Panganiban has got seven walks so far this year. He has struck out six times. He's got seven RBIs and his batting average at .273 on the season. Next pitch to Panganiban is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So a base on balls after retiring Hastings in order in the first inning of play. Panganiban becomes the first base runner here for Hastings Five Points Bank. He trots down to first base, and now Brooks Asher coming up there next. Asher back down into his more accustomed position here in the batting order at number five. He was the leadoff hitter with Brock Dreher out of the lineup over the weekend in that four-game series. He led off for Hastings. He hit number two last night against Grand Island Home Federal, and back down to number five here tonight as he takes a pitch inside for a ball here. One ball and no strikes to Brooke Asher. .294. As his batting average now leads the team in base on balls and in strikeouts. Nine base on balls and 10 strikeouts. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now two balls and no strikes on Asher. He's got 10 base hits and 34 trips to the plate so far this year. He's got eight singles and a couple of doubles to his credit. And on the count here at 2-0, there's a ground ball toward third, fielded there by Hopper, goes to second base for one. Over the first base, that's going to be not going to be in time. So they get the lead runner down there at second base. Asher will get a board on the fielder's choice. So Brooks is down there at first base. Panganiban is retired at second base. There's one man out. And that's going to bring up Braden Valentine next, the pitcher. Have any aspirations ever to do radio work?
Yeah, well, it's a lot of fun. I'm getting the itch sitting up here with you. You do such a good job. I'm just trying to stay out of the way here now. But it's awfully fun to watch the game from this perspective.
Braden Valentine is the pitcher here for Hastings, batting in the number six position here tonight. And the pitch comes inside. Did it hit him? Yeah. So Valentine is hit by a pitch here in the second inning, and Hastings has got runners now at first and second base with Blaine Dreher coming to the plate next. So Valentine is hit by a pitch. He runs down to first base on a play here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. And that's going to bring up Blaine Dreher next for Hastings. Dreher's got a batting average of .323 on the season. Valentine hit for the second time here this season. Dreher pops this one up. Is going to stay in the infield. The first baseman calls for it, and he's going to make the catch. That's Mason Emery. That's not what Hastings was looking for right there. Is Blaine Dreher on the very first pitch that he sees. Pops it up to the first baseman. So now there's two men out here in the inning. And now Grant Schmidt, the number 8 hitter, will come to the plate next. Schmidt playing out in right field tonight here for Hastings. Grant Schmidt has a batting average of .286 so far this season. He's got 8 base hits and 28 trips to the plate, 7 singles, and he's got 1 double to his credit so far. And now the pitcher, Braden Valentine, being run for over there for Hastings as Jared Foote will come out, and he'll run at first base. So Foote is at first. You got Brooks Asher down there at second base for Hastings, and the pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner on Grant Schmidt. No balls and 1 strike on Schmidt. He's got a couple of base on balls, a couple of strikeouts so far this year. He's got a couple of RBIs as well. Bats from the right-hand side. Baylor Price comes set, looks at the runners at first and second, delivers to the plate. Off-speed stuff is swinging a miss. A throw down to third base as Asher was going. They got him by a mile. They have got him by a mile down there at second base, and he is thrown out. That was actually Vinny Schmidt running for the catcher, Asher. So Vinny is thrown out at third base, attempting to steal there. And the side is retired here in the second inning of play as Hastings trying to get something going there. And Vinny is thrown out, running for Brooks Asher. Attempting to steal from second to third base. So the inning is over here for Hastings. They score no runs on no hits, no errors, and 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second with a score. Hastings nothing and Norfolk nothing.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Now you can experience restorative sleep with conforming support. Introducing Beautyrest Memory Foam Plus, an innovative memory foam mattress that provides exceptional pressure relief and comfort designed to deliver better support for better sleep. Experience the Beautyrest Memory Foam Plus and transform restorative sleep into a healthy habit at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field in Hastings. Nothing so far offensively between Hastings and Norfolk Central Railroad. Still scoreless as we head to the bottom half of the second inning on Senior Citizens Night tonight here at the ballpark. Again, anybody 55 or older gets in for just a buck tonight. Once you're here, we'll get you a free bag of popcorn. We'll get you a free soda to enjoy the ball game. Hopefully we've got two here tonight, weather permitting, but 2 games scheduled tonight between Norfolk and Hastings 5 Points Bank. This is T.J. Price coming to the plate for Norfolk here in the second inning of play. Blake Bauer will follow him, and then Hunter Blitch, the center fielder. Austin Papstein, the right fielder, will follow those guys if one of them can get aboard. There's a swing and a miss as Braden Valentine comes with a good-looking pitch there. So Braden Valentine on the mound here for Hastings in this first ball game here tonight. Braden winds and delivers. Next pitch is going to be hit in the air. Shallow right field. Going back is Blaine Dreher, the second baseman, and he makes the catch on the edge of the outfield grass as T.J. Price is retired in the play by Blaine Dreher. And now Blake Bauer, the designated hitter, comes up there next for Norfolk Central Railroad. Norfolk got a guy around to third base in the first inning of play but did not score. Bauer is a right-handed hitter. He's got the club in hand. He's ready to go to face Braden Valentine for the first time here tonight in the second inning of play. There's a ball hit toward second base, and making the grab there is Dreher again. So Blaine Dreher has been involved with both outs so far here in this inning. That's going to bring up Hunter Blitch next. He's the center fielder. As Hunter will come to the plate, he'll bat from the right-hand side as well. American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings currently 6-6 on the season, trying to bounce back from last night's loss to Grand Island Home Federal. Lost to GI last night by a score of 5-2. Hastings could manage only three base hits off of Calvin Hinkey, who threw 120 pitches in the ball game last night against Hastings. He struck out 11 and walked only four. Hinkey got the win. It was Jared Foote, the losing pitcher for Hastings, 5 points back. There's a swing and a miss here by Hunter Blitch. And the count goes to 1-2. So 1-2 the count here to Hunter. He's in the number 7 position here tonight for Norfolk Central Railroad. Braden Valentine working quickly. Next pitch is on the way. It's going to be popped up, but it's going to get out of play. Yeah, the ball chasers will work out here. It's out of play. Into the parking lot, and the count's going to go to 1-2. Here remains 1-2 on Hunter Blitz, the center fielder. Pap Stein, the right fielder, is due up there next. He's in the on-deck circle. Valentine looks in for the sign from his catcher, Brooks Asher. Next pitch is on the way. Hit on the ground toward third. Pankin even bobbles the ball at third base. Picked up by Reimer at short, but no play over there at first. Back and even. Can't control it at third base. That's going to be an error chalked up, I believe, on Hastings' 5 points back. We'll double-check the scoring, but getting aboard there is going to be Hunter Blitz. Austin Papstein is going to come to the plate next. Evidently, official scorers are in a good mood here tonight. They're going to give Hunter Blitz a base hit on the play. Tough one by Pagani, but there at third base, but should have had it. They give him a base hit. Austin Papstein comes to the plate next, another right-handed hitter. So that's two base hits now for Norfolk in this ball game. There's a swing and a foul tap back to the screen. And the count goes to no balls and one strike to Austin Papstein. Norfolk with a base runner at first base. That is Blitch. And now Braden Valentine has to work from the stretch here for Hastings' 5 points back. In the second inning of play, no score between these two teams tonight. Both games scheduled for 7 here tonight at Duncan. Braden Valentine comes set, fires one to the plate. That's going to be up high for a ball. And it's now 1-1 to the batter, Austin Papstein, for Norfolk Central Railroad. Taking a lead down there at first base is going to be Blitch, holding him on down there for Hastings will be Zach Merrill. Quick throw over to first base, and that's not in time. It was close over there, but Blitch just got back into the bag at first. Merrill applies the tag. 1-1 here at the plate on Austin Papstein. And Valentine looks over his left shoulder at first base, offers one to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball, but a throw down to second base as the runner was going. That's not in time. Hunter Blitch has got a stolen base down there. And second, as he gets a good jump off of Valentine, the throw was right on the money there by Brooks Asher. But Hunter Blitch has got a stolen base there for Norfolk Central Railroad. That last pitch was a strike inside, they call it. So it's 1-2. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. The count remains at 1-2. So Norfolk has got their man in scoring position again. That's the second consecutive inning they've had a guy in scoring position. Blitch is on at second base. Papstein now has a count of 1-2 here at the plate for Norfolk Central Railroad. Next pitch is swung on and foul tap. It's 1-2. Oh, the first of several here tonight. The first of several. 1-2 here to Austin Papstein. Runner is on at second base here for Norfolk Central Railroad. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit in the air. It's going to stay here in the infield, but it's going to be grabbed there by Sam Reimer at shortstop, and the inning is going to be over. As Papstein flies out to the shortstop, Sam Reimer to end the inning. Norfolk scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, one left. We go to the third inning of play now with a score. Hastings nothing and Norfolk nothing.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings.
If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Happy Father's Day from us to you. Buy a new Ram, get a Big Tex utility trailer while they last. It's the Father's Day sale going on now at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's that simple. Purchase your Ram and haul home the savings on your Big Tex utility trailer. Huge rebates, special financing, and one of the best selections of Rams in the area. See you there at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field. Hastings nothing and Norfolk nothing. Senior Citizens Night tonight here at the ballpark. Brought to you by the Good Samaritan Village of Hastings. Paul Hamlick in the booth with us here for the next inning or so. Hastings coming to bat now here in inning number three. Grant Schmidt, Matt Cronson in the top of the order. Brock Dreher coming on here to try to get something going for Hastings against Baylor Price, the pitcher for Norfolk. So I know anytime you got a facility like the Good Samaritan Village, there's a lot of employees. What do you got there for an employee count?
We're well over 300, actually, and a bunch of them here. I see them delivering popcorn and sodas to the seniors out there.
I like that.
Bring us some here, I think.
Who do you got here tonight, anyway?
Well, we have our activities director. Several of our housing managers are here. I know some of our director for our Villa Assisted Living is here. I see a bunch of our folks who have come by to help out, and they're having a good time at the ballpark.
Grant Schmidt is your batter here for Hastings. And he gets a base on balls here. So Grant Schmidt heads down to first base on a base on balls. Matt Kronz coming up there next. So Hastings has got a base runner now here in the third. No score between Hastings and Norfolk Central Railroad. Matt Kronz coming to the plate next. He's out in left field for Hastings here tonight. The pitch is going to be down low. Good scoop there behind the plate by Grant Gilsdorf. Matt Kronz, he's got a batting average of 167 so far this year. He's got two base hits and 12 trips to the plate. A couple of singles to his credit this year with one RBI. He has scored six runs back from the right-hand side. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. And now Kronz is looking at a count of one ball and one strike. Matt's got five base on balls. He's got three strikeouts so far this year. Batting in the number nine position for Russ Kindig and Hastings 5 Points Bank here tonight. There's a ground ball up the middle. That's going to get through there for a base hit in the center field. Picked up by Blitz around the bag at second. Heading for third is going to be Schmidt. Now hitting the second base on the play is Kronz. And Hastings has runners at second and third. So ball just snuck through there in the center field. A slow roller. Grant Schmidt works his way around to third base on the play. Matt Kronz, as the throw came in from Hunter Blitz, will take a second base. So Hastings with runners on now at second and third base here in the third inning. And Brock Dreher, the top of the order, comes up there next. So Hastings has had runners in scoring position in the second and third inning now. Let's see if we can get one home here. To grab the lead as Brock Dreher will come to the plate. There's a pitch by Price. It's going to be down low. Dug out of the dirt there by Grant Gilsdorf behind the plate. One ball, no strikes on Brock Dreher. Batting in the number one position here this afternoon for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. It's now two balls and no strikes. Brock Dreher with a .364 batting average. He's been over .400 for most of the season, but he's down to .364 here as of late. Five base on balls and four strikeouts so far this year. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. And it's now three balls and no strikes. So 3-0 the count. First base is open. Sam Reimer would be up there next for Hastings. There's nobody out here in this third inning. Next pitch comes to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike. He was taken all the way there. Russ Kindig going through the signs down there in the first base or third base coaching box for Hastings. Three balls and one strike here to Brock Dreher. Here comes the pitch now. It's going to be swung on. Hit right back to the pitcher's mound. It's grabbed there by Price. Knocked right back to the mound there. Baylor Price grabs it to record the out. So a line out back to the pitcher. Baylor Price grabs that one there for Norfolk Central Railroad. Now there's one man out here in the inning. And Sam Reimer will come to the plate next for Hastings. Hastings trying to break through here in this third inning. Runners are on at second and third base. There's Reimer laying down a bunt. Run comes in. Reimer is tagged out going to first base. Let's see. Or did the first baseman miss the tag down there? The home plate umpire and now the base umpire conferring. They snuck one home there as Grant Schmidt is going to score on the play. And now the base umpire is going to ask for some help here from the home plate umpire. They may have missed the tag on Sam Reimer going to first base. That's exactly what happened. So Sam Reimer gets a base hit here in the third inning of play to drive home a run. Coming in, a suicide squeeze there. Grant Schmidt comes in from third base to score, and Hastings has got the lead by the score of 1-0 here in this ballgame. Matt Krantz moves over to third base on the play. Sam Reimer eludes the tag down there, heading to the bag at first. A perfectly placed bunt by Sam Reimer. Mason Emery, the first baseman, tried to tag out Sam going to first base, but missed him. And the home plate umpire and the base umpire confer, and they say he was safe down there. So now a run is in, one man out, and Hastings with runners at the corners at first and third. Zach Merrill comes to the plate next. Merrill, he flew out to right field his first time up there. And his batting average is sitting at .351 on the season. Batting in this number three position, he hits that one to left field. That's going to be a base hit. A runner's going to score. Heading down to second base on the play is going to be Reimer. He was going on the pitch, but Zach Merrill gets an RBI single here in the third inning of play, and Hastings now has a 2-0 lead over Norfolk Central Railroad with only one man out here in the inning. That's going to bring up Alex Panganiba next. So Pango coming to the plate next for Hastings. He reached on a base on balls back there in the second inning of play. So Alex Panganiban coming up there for the second time here tonight. His batting average on the year is sitting at .273. 9 base hits and 33 trips to the plate for Panganiban. Back from the right-hand side. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. Hit on the ground towards short. Goes over, taps the bag. It's second for one over the first base. Double play. A double play turn there by Norfolk Central Railroad to get out of the inning. A 6-3 double play. Nice play there by Bryce Sovereign, the shortstop, just was near the bag at second base. He stumps on the bag there, and he goes over to first for the double play. So Norfolk Central Railroad gets out of the inning, but Hastings scores a couple of runs here in this third inning of play. Hastings has the lead by the score of 2-0. We'll have more after this.
Mary Lanning started off with very humble beginnings 100 years ago.
The technology has really impacted taking care of patients.
There are cords everywhere, monitors everywhere, that weren't even invented, I don't think, 33 years ago. But what hasn't changed is how we take care of patients.
And it is easy for nursing today to forget that the patient is a recipient of that technology. And that's why I think they're successful here, is that they continue to focus on the patient and not on the machines.
The advancements that we've seen in the hospital are part of that history that goes with us. But we still have that small town feel that I remember growing up.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back at Duncan Field here tonight. Hastings now with the lead over Norfolk Central Railroad. The score is 2-0. Senior Citizens Night tonight here at the ballpark, brought to you by the Good Samaritan Village in Hastings. Paul Hamlick has been gracious enough to spend some time with us up here.
And,
we just want to say thanks for getting involved with the Legion Baseball program, and hey, come back anytime.
Oh, thank you. It's been great fun to be here, and nice to see Hastings get some scoring in last inning and
finally,
get the crowd going, and it was great. Fun time. Again, a lot of our residents, you know, played baseball as kids. No doubt many of them in Legion Baseball. It was fun to see Ron, who had played here at Duncan Field, throughout that first pitch, and I know that the memories come back for so many as they watch these games. It's been fun to have him here.
Does Ron get out here quite a bit for baseball? Or
he does, I understand, and keeps in contact with Legion Ball with his son coaching in Grand Island, so I know he keeps involved.
Again, we appreciate the involvement for Good Samaritan Village, and definitely thanks for stopping by here tonight.
Thank you.
Yep, Heath Kaler is the next batter to come to the plate here for Norfolk Central Railroad. They're in the third inning of play. Now Hastings has got the lead by a score of 2-0 as Kaler up there for the first time here tonight in this number 9 position. Braden Valentine, your pitcher for Hastings here tonight, the right-handed thrower. As he offers one to the plate, that's going to be in there for a strike. And the count now is at 2-1 to Heath Kaler. Hastings will play in the Omaha tournament coming up this weekend. They'll play on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. in Omaha. The next pitch is going to be fouled away back to the screen. Tuesday night, Hastings will play a single game at North Platte. We're back here on the Wednesday night for a single ball game with Carney Runza. Then next Friday night, a week from this Friday, Hastings will play a team from Las Vegas. A team from Las Vegas making their way to the College World Series in Omaha. They wanted to stop in Hastings and see our facility. They heard all about it. So a team out of Las Vegas is going to play here next Friday night, and it's going to be fan appreciation night at the ballpark. Admission is going to be absolutely free. As the next pitch comes in there, and Kaler strikes out, and he called third strike there. So Braden Valentine gets a strikeout, strikeout number one in the ball game for Valentine. So again, a week from Friday, Hastings will play the team out of Las Vegas here in Duncan Field, and his fan appreciation night admission will be absolutely free next Friday night. Hastings will take on Las Vegas. Mason Emery coming to the plate next for Norfolk Central Railroad. He popped one back to the second baseman, Blaine Dreher, back in the first inning of play. As the pitch comes outside for a ball, two balls in, no strikes here. Devin Wyman will get the start for Hastings in game number two. He pitched three innings of relief over the weekend in one of those four ball games for Hastings in that Grand Island Hastings tournament. But Wyman earns a starting position, and he'll start game number two for Hastings against Norfolk Central Railroad here tonight. Next pitch is outside the strike zone. Two balls and no strikes to Mason Emery. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Should have been 3-0. Now it's 4-0. And Mason Emery gets a base on balls down there for Norfolk Central Railroad. So they get a base runner. That's the first walk of the ball game. Get him up by Valentine. Bryce Sovereign, the shortstop, comes to the plate next. He grounded out his first time up there. Two shortstop here for Hastings. Winds blowing out of the east at about 6 miles per hour, blowing toward the right field corner here tonight at Duncan Field. As the pitch comes in there on Sovereign, it's going to be a strike on the outside corner. There's nothing in one. And the dimensions here at the ballpark, 370 down the left field line, 367 to right, 405 to the power alleys, 408 to straightaway center field here tonight. Braden Valentine looks over his left shoulder at the runner down there at first base. Quick throw over there, not in time, as Mason Emery gets back in there. Bryce Sovereign is your batter here for Norfolk Central Railroad. Again, a team that is 2-6 on the season so far this summer. They were 2-30 during the spring on the high school level. Did not have a whole lot of success. In fact, you take a look at their scores, they were given up upwards of about 16 or 17 runs per ball game. They were blown out of a lot of ball games during the spring season during the high school ranks. As the next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And the count is sitting at one ball and one strike now to Bryce Sovereign. Riggins Hopper, the third baseman, is due up there next. He's standing in the on-deck circle here for Norfolk Central Railroad. You got a quick throw over to first base. It's not in time. Diving back in there is Mason Emery. Merrill's over there at first base for Hastings tonight with Blaine Dreher at second, Sam Reimer at short, Alex Pangan even at third. There's the ball popped up. It's going to be on the first base side, foul territory, and it gets out of play. Grounds out in left field, Brock Dreher out in center, Grant Schmidt out in right field. Asher behind the plate, Braden Valentine on the hill. Hastings still without the services of Alex Mendoza here tonight, who's been dealing with some family issues and has missed the last five games now for Hastings Five Points Bank. Bryce Sovereign has a count of one ball and two strikes here at the plate. There's another throw over to first base. Valentine trying to keep Mason Emery close over there at the bag. First game of two here tonight. Both games scheduled for seven innings. There's a ball hit on the ground. A slow roller out to Merrill at first base. And now he's got a run over there. And he touches the bag at first to record the out. Merrill's not got a lot of speed, but that play was a lot closer than it probably should have been. Bryce Sovereign is retired in the play, three unassisted. Now there's two outs here in this third inning. Riggins Hopper comes to the plate next. He's the third baseman. Moving down to second base on the play is Mason Emery. So Riggins Hopper, who had a double to left field, comes up there here in this third inning. The man on in scoring position again. Norfolk has had runners on in scoring position in each inning so far. Thus far, a goose egg on the scoreboard. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball, and it's 1-0. The Riggins Hopper. Again, Norfolk in their gray and purple uniforms here tonight. Hastings in their white bottoms and their blue tops with their blue and white baseball caps. Here's the next pitch to the plate. This can be outside for a ball. That's two balls and no strikes. Grant Gilsdorf would be next. Valentine looks in for the sign again from his catcher, Brooks Asher. Comes set. Here's the pitch to the plate. That looked good. But it's going to be outside for a ball. And now the count to Riggins. Hopper is sitting at three balls and no strikes. All of a sudden, Valentine is trying to find the strike zone here. He's already walked one man in the inning. That man is now at second base. Here comes the next pitch in there. It's going to be a strike. Now a throw down to second base. That's not in time. Brooks Asher not afraid to throw that thing around. He throws her down to second base. Back in there is going to be Mason Emery. The count here at the plate is at three balls and one strike now to Riggins Hopper for Norfolk Central Railroad. Here comes the 3-1 pitch, swung on and missed. And now the count is full at three balls and two strikes. Valentine has thrown 38 pitches so far in the ball game as we work into this third inning of play. Valentine comes set, looks at the runner in second, offers another one to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. So he gets the count full, and then he loses it as it goes upstairs. And now we got two walks here in the inning. Runners are on at first and second base, and Grant Gilsdorf is up there next. Russ Kendig, head coach for Hastings, is hoping both of his starters get deep into the ball game here tonight in their respective outings. Hastings not with a lot of pitching choices for the weekend. And see four very good teams coming up this weekend in that Omaha tournament. So Hastings doesn't want to chew up a lot of innings here tonight with some guys that are expected to start this weekend. There's a pitch by Grant Gilsdorf. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. So we're seeing Valentine. We're seeing Wyman by the 5 and 6 pitchers on the staff here this year for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be outside for ball. There's a quick throw down to first base, and scampering back in there is Riggins Hopper. The count here at the plate is at two balls and no strikes. So all of a sudden, Valentine with two walks, and now he's behind in the count here to Grant Gilsdorf. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball. So three balls and no strikes now. He got Taylor to strike out. He walked Emery. Got Sovereign to ground out. He walks Hopper. Now he's behind here at three balls and no strikes. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And he's now walked the bases loaded here. Three walks in this inning, and the bases are loaded for Norfolk Central Railroad. Hopper heads down to the bag at second base. Emery is on at third base. Gilsdorf is on at first base. And now the pitching coach for Hastings is going to come out here and have a little discussion with Braden Valentine here tonight. And Kevin Asher is not with the team, we understand, tonight. So Asher would be the guy who's normally out there for Hastings. He's not with the team, at least for game number one here tonight. Garrett Cantron, a Hastings College product, is out there. He's helping with the Hastings Five Points Bank baseball team here this season. Pitcher in his own right for the Broncos during the year, but Garrett Cantron is out there now discussing things with his pitcher, Braden Valentine. Braden's going to stay out there. TJ Price is going to come to the plate next. Price batting in the number 5 position, and it's a 2-0 ball game. Now Norfolk has a chance to slice into the lead right here. There's two men out with TJ Price coming to the plate. And the first pitch to the lefty is going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike to TJ Price. Blake Bauer would be next, but TJ trying to drive home a couple of runs here for Norfolk Central Railroad. Valentine's next pitch on the way, fouled away. It's going to get out of play. So now Valentine can get out of the inning with a good pitch right here. No balls and two strikes to TJ Price. Hastings out on top of Norfolk Central Railroad in American Legion baseball action here tonight. The score is 2-0. No balls and two strikes to TJ Price. Next pitch is going to be on the way. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's 1-2. Trying to get TJ to go fishing there. TJ Price in the left-hand batter's box. Valentine working from the stretch with the bases juiced here in this third inning. Next pitch is hit out toward left field. It's going to curve over into foul territory, giving chase his pink, and even he had it in his glove and lost it. Hastings could have been out of the inning right there. It's not going to go down as an error, but I'll tell you what. They score here, and they're going to look back on that play. Pangan even had it in his glove right by the fence here on the third base side. It went bouncing out of there. Hastings could have got out of the inning right there. TJ Price will get new life One ball, two strikes, two men out with three men on here. Hastings out on top. Here comes the next pitch by Valentine. Hit towards center field. Coming on is Dreher, and he makes the catch out there. And Hastings gets out of the inning with no damage done. T.J. Price, he flies out to the center fielder, Brock Dreher, and probably the happiest guy out there is Alex Pangan-Eben as Brock Dreher. He saves the day here for Hastings. So, Norfolk Central Railroad, they score no runs in the inning. No runs on no hits. No errors. Three men left on base. We go to the fourth inning of play with a score. Hastings 2 and Norfolk Central Railroad nothing.
When it comes to internet providers, Hastings, you do have a choice with speeds up to 12 megs. Glenwood offers LTE internet service. More speed, more savings. It's reliable and secure with local customer service and tech support. Call 866-756-4746 or go online, shopglenwood.net, switch free today.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
If you're replacing your old windows, make sure you replace your old window problems. Go with the most trusted name in windows, Anderson Windows and Doors. Time proven, durable, low maintenance, and energy efficient. And with their beautiful wood interiors, you're not just replacing, you're upgrading. Anderson 400 Series replacement products, because there's no replacement for confidence. Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. Buy squaredeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. Senior Citizen Night tonight here at the ballpark. Brought to you by the Good Samaritan Village of Hastings. All seniors 55 and older getting in tonight for just a buck. Get you a free popcorn, get you a free drink here tonight. First game of two between Hastings and Norfolk. Got the second one scheduled for about 8 o'clock tonight, weather permitting. But so far it's turned out to be a great night with the temperature right at 79 degrees. At game time, just a few high scattered clouds around, but getting some thunderstorms expected for us later on tonight. If anything pops up, we'll certainly let you know out here. So come on out and enjoy a great night of baseball action here tonight at Duncan Field. Games between Hastings and Norfolk Central Railroad. Hastings batting here in the fourth inning of play. It's going to be Brooks Asher, Braden Valentine, and Blaine Dreher leading things off. It'll be numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order against Baylor Price of Norfolk Central Railroad. And the first pitch comes in there. It's going to be onside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Price threw three innings here for Norfolk. He has thrown a total of 34 pitches. So not too shabby as he works into the fourth inning of play. Hastings so far has got a couple of base hits in the ball game. Price has walked two. He's struck out none through the first three. And now the count is sitting at 2-1 to Brooks Asher. Asher has reached on a fielder's choice. That was back in the second inning of play. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be over into foul territory. First baseman across the line, and he's going to make the catch. That's Mason Emery. So Asher fouls out to the first baseman, Mason Emery. That's the first out of the inning. And now Braden Valentine, the pitcher, comes up there where he sings. Valentine's hitting a clip of 324 so far this season. He's got 11 base hits and 34 trips to the plate. A couple of doubles to his credit. He's got 9 singles. Leads the team in RBIs. He's got 9. Nobody on the base pads right now, but he'd like to get there. Valentine was hit by a pitch his first time up there in inning number 2. He takes a pitch there on the outside corner for a strike. Nothing at 1 to Braden Valentine. 6 base on balls and 8 strikeouts so far this year for Valentine as he pumps this one up. Standing right at the foul line is going to be Riggins Hopper, the third baseman, and he grabs it. So Valentine, he flies out. Hopper actually grabs that one in the field of play. So a fly out there to the third baseman, Riggins Hopper. And that's going to bring up Blaine Dreher next. Dreher's the second baseman. He flew out to the first baseman back in hitting number 2 in the very first pitch that he saw. Bounds away the first pitch here. Third base side, right in front of the Hastings dugouts. No balls and 1 strike now to Blaine Dreher. He's the number 7 hitter here for Hastings' first 5 points bank. Next pitch comes in there. It's going to be onside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Kearney runs in. Kearney posts 52. They were supposed to play in Grand Island tonight against Home Federal and also Grand Island 5 Points Bank. They have postponed their games, anticipating some bad weather in GI tonight. So Kearney and Grand Island not playing tonight at Ryder Park. As Dreher lines the next pitch, foul on the left field side. No balls and two strikes now to Blaine Dreher. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low. In fact, it skips to the pitcher, Grant Gilsdorf, and the count sitting at 1-2. So 1-2 the count here to Blaine Dreher with Grant Schmidt coming up there next. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be a called third strike, and he strikes him out. So Hastings goes down in order here in this fourth inning of play. As Baylor Price gets his strikeout, and that's going to be his first strikeout of the ball game. Hastings retired out of the fourth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth with a score. Hastings 2 and Norfolk Central Railroad nothing.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
So Braden Valentine will come back out here and throw an inning number 4 for Hastings. We're going to have numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order for Norfolk Central Railroad coming to the plate. That's Blake Bauer, Hunter Blitch, and Austin Papstein. One of those guys get aboard. We'll see Heath Kaler. So Norfolk Central Railroad staying right with Hastings here tonight. 2-0 is the score. Hastings has got the lead as Bauer comes into play. He flew out to the second baseman his first time up there. There's a swing and a miss. So Bauer falls behind at 0-1. Get Merrill and Dreher on the right side of the defense here tonight in the infield for Hastings. Reimer and Panganiban on the other side. There's a ball hit in the gap. That could be trouble. Dreher is giving chase, and he grabs the ball on the run. Brock Dreher, he can cover acres out there in center field, and Brock Dreher, the center fielder, he grabs the ball in left center to rob a base hit there from Blake Bauer. Great play there by Brock Dreher. Good to see him back in the starting lineup out in center field for Hastings. Hunter Blitch comes to the plate next. He had a single back there in the second inning of play. So Blitch comes to the plate here. He's going to take a pitch up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. So Brock Dreher, after coming back from that concussion last Tuesday night when he ran into the wall up in Columbus, did not play over the weekend. But good to see him back in the lineup here tonight. There's a ground ball to Reimer. It's short, and he retires Hunter Blitch over there at first base. Reimer makes the play on the ball. It's short. Two up, two down here for Norfolk Central Railroad. Austin Papstein comes to the plate next. He's the right fielder. Papstein, he flew out to the shortstop back there in inning number 4. Hastings has got the lead over Norfolk Central Railroad. It is 2-0. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning here tonight at Duncan. Norfolk, the home team here in game number 1. We'll switch things around for game number 2. Pitch is outside to Austin Papstein. It's 1-0. Here comes the next pitch by Valentine. Hit in the air out toward right field. It's going to fall for a base hit. Picked up on the hop there by Grant Schmidt. So Austin Papstein gets a base hit here for Norfolk. That's going to be base hit number 3 in the ball game for Norfolk. And now Heath Kaler comes to the plate next. Kaler, he struck out back there in inning number 3. He's 0-1 so far tonight, batting in this number 9 position here tonight. Heath Kaler will bat from the right-hand side here for Norfolk Central Railroad. Braden Valentine comes set. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So a man is on at first base. That's Austin Papstein for Norfolk Central Railroad. Taking his lead down there, Zach Merrill will hold him on now. with two men out here in the inning. Valentine comes set, offers one to the plate, hit on the ground towards short, fielded by Reimer, steps on the bag, and the inning is over. As Reimer goes over and catches the force out, now on Austin Papstein at second base, the inning is over. No runs here in the fourth for Norfolk. No runs on one base hit, no errors, one left. We go to the fifth inning of play with a score, Hastings 2 and Norfolk nothing.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Grant Schmidt, Matt Krantz, Brock Dreher scheduled up here for Hastings in the fifth inning of play. They face the pitcher who's still around, the starting pitcher, Baylor Price, for Norfolk Central Railroad. 2-0 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. Hastings looking to go to 7-6 with a win here in the opener here tonight as Grant Schmidt fouls away the first pitch. Actually, it's 1-1 the count to Schmidt as he comes up here in the fifth inning of play. Schmidt batting from the right-hand side. Baylor Price winds and delivers to the plate. Next pitch on the ground towards short. Sovereign has got it. Gobbles it up, goes to first base, and that retires Grant Schmidt. So Hastings has got only three base hits in the ball game again tonight. Had three hits last night in the contest against Grand Island and lost by the score of 5-2. Matt Krantz coming up there next. Krantz, he's 1-for-1 tonight. He had a single back there in the third. Again, Senior Citizens Night tonight here at the ballpark. Admission for seniors 55 and older. Just a buck gets you into the ballpark, gets you a free bag of popcorn, gets you a free soda, too. So come on out and enjoy American Legion Baseball. Two games scheduled for us tonight between Hastings and Norfolk. There's a ball lifted to the outfield. Hunter Blitz, the center fielder, goes over, and he can't grab the ball out in left center. That's going to be a base hit for Krantz. So Matt with two base hits out of the number nine position here tonight for Hastings 5 points Bank. Hastings gets a base runner on here in the fifth. And now Brock Dreher is going to come to the plate next. Dreher, he lined one back to the pitcher, Baylor Price, back there in the third inning of play, grounded out in the first. So he's 0-for-2 here tonight. Brock Dreher coming up there, batting average to start tonight with a batting average of .364. Four RBIs on the year. He's got one double to his credit. Scored 9 runs himself. Hastings with a base runner on. Now at first base, that's Matt Krantz. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be swung on, and that's going to get through there for a base hit in the right field. Papstein picks it up out there for Norfolk, and Hastings now with the runners on at first and second base. First baseman Mason Emery tries to grab it there, but he did not, just by his outstretched glove at first, so that's in the right field. Brock Dreher gets a base hit here in the fifth inning of play. Runners are on at first and second base now for Hastings. Sam Reimer comes to the plate next. Reimer, he popped one back to the shortstop in the first inning of play. Had an RBI single in inning number 3. Squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and now the runners go. A double steal and no throw from the catcher, Gilsdorf. So Hastings down with runners on at second and third base. Reimer laid down a bunt back there in the third inning and snuck one home as a Grant Schmidt came in to score for Hastings. There's a bouncing ball toward third. That gets through there for a base hit in the left field. One run is going to score, and that's all that's going to happen here. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Sam Reimer as the throw comes in. So Reimer gets another RBI here in this ball game. That brings home Matt Krantz. That makes it a 3-0 ball game now in favor of Hastings. Brock Dreher made a big turn on third base there, but that goes Russ Kindig, puts the stop sign up. He ends up at third. Sam Reimer ends up at second base. Zach Merrill comes to the plate next. Merrill, he had an RBI single in the third inning of play to produce that second run. He also popped one back to the shortstop in inning number one, so he's one for two here tonight. Zach Merrill takes a pitch down low for a ball here. 1-0 the count. Hastings now out on top by a score of 3-0 in the ball game. Here comes the next pitch to Merrill. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from Gilsdorf, but the runners stay put at second and third. Two balls and no strikes to Zach Merrill. Alex Panganiban would be next, and then Brooks Asher. Hastings batting here in the top half of the fifth inning, leading Norfolk Central Railroad by a score of 3-0 here in the ballgame. Next pitch to Merrill, swung on and foul tap. I think off of the hand there of the catcher, Grant Gilsdorf, as he comes out of there, shaking his hand. Now asking for a new baseball as Gilsdorf gets it back to Baylor Price. Norfolk in their gray and purple uniforms here tonight. Hastings dressed in their white bottoms, their blue tops. Hastings 6-6 on the season. Norfolk is sitting at 2-6 here during the summer. Here comes the 2-1 pitch now. It's going to be on the way. It's in there for a strike in the inside corner. Two balls and one strike now to Zach Merrill. Merrill so far this season has struck out twice. He has walked three times. The count should be 2-2. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on. Hit right back to the pitcher. He can't handle it. Fielded by Sovereign at shortstop. He goes over to first base. That's going to be in time. Again, Price, the pitcher, trying to get his glove down and went whistling right on by that baby. It's finally picked up by Sovereign, the shortstop, and he records the out over at first base. But a run comes in to score as Brock Dreher taps the bag or taps the plate here. That makes it a 4-0 ball game in favor of Hastings. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Sam Reimer. That brings up Alex Panganiban to the plate next. Pango hit into a double play his last time up there in the third. Reached on a base on balls in the second inning. So Pango 0-for-1 here tonight as he comes up there here in the fifth. Chance to drive one home with Sam Reimer down there at third base. The ball's going to be hit to right center field. That could be trouble. It could be extra bases. That gets down for a base hit. It's going to roll to the wall at 405 feet away. Panganiban's already around the bag at second, digging for third, and the stop sign comes up. Boy, that play a lot closer than it looked. Pango may have tweaked something there as he didn't really have the wheels from second to third base. That throw came in there. A great throw from the second baseman, the cutoff man, Heath Kaler. That nearly nails Pango heading to the bag at third, but a triple there for Alex Panganiban to produce a run. And Hastings is out on top now by a score of 5-0 in the ball game as Sam Reimer scores for Hastings 5 points bank. So Panganiban with a triple here. That's his second triple of the season. He had one over the weekend. And now Brooks Asher comes to the plate next. So Hastings teeing off now on starting pitcher Bailey Price. Or Baylor Price for Norfolk Central Railroad as the pitch comes in there on Brooks Asher inside for a ball. Price is now up to 58 pitches here in the ball game for Norfolk. We are in the fifth inning of play. Here comes the next pitch to Brooks Asher. It's going to be upstairs for a ball. That's two balls and no strikes on Brooks. Braden Valentine would be next. So Hastings now with 7 base hits here in the ballgame. Panganiban gets a triple here in this inning. Next pitch to Brooks Asher is going to be outside for a ball. It's 3 balls and no strikes. Asher leads the team in strikeouts with 10. He leads the team in walks with 9. He's out on the count here at 3 balls and no strikes. Next pitch is up high for a ball, and he walks him on 4 straight pitches. So a base on balls given up there by Baylor Price. Brooks heads down to the bag at first. Braden Valentine coming up there next. Here comes Vinny Schmidt out to run now for Brooks at first base. So Vinny Schmidt will run at first. Across the diamond at third base is Alex Panganiban. And Braden Valentine comes to the plate next. He's the pitcher. Valentine was hit by a pitch in the second inning. And he popped one to the third baseman in inning number 4. So he's 0-for-1 officially. Valentine looks at the first pitch. He hits it right to the third baseman, Riggins Hopper, and the inning is over. Braden Valentine lines out to the third baseman to end the inning, but Hastings able to come up with 3 runs Here in the fifth, Hastings 5 points back has the lead over Norfolk. It's Hastings 5 and Norfolk nothing.
Fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner this week. Deals this week, an 08 Chevy Uplander, an 07 Town & Country, and an 05 Trailblazer, all under $7,500. Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street in Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Norfolk Central Railroad, first game of two here tonight. So Norfolk coming to the plate here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. They've got the top of the order coming up there with Mason Emery, also Bryce Sovereign, and Riggins Hopper to face Braden Valentine, who's went all the way tonight for Hastings so far. Valentine's given up just a couple of base hits. He has walked three. He has struck out one. So a good outing so far for Braden Valentine as he works into the fifth inning now. So Mason Emery coming to the plate here for Norfolk. He has walked. That was his last time up there in the third, and he's also popped one of the second basemen, so he's 0-for-1 officially as he comes to the plate here in the fifth, and we'll take a strike here. Nothing at one. Again, Senior Citizens Night here tonight at the ballpark. 55 and older, get in for just a buck, get you in here, get you a free bag of popcorn, get you a free soda here tonight as we enjoy American Legion baseball. Supposed to have some severe weather later on tonight, but so far nothing's showing up on our in-house radar here at Duncan Field here tonight. So things are looking good so far. Here comes the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike. 1-2 now to Mason Emery. He's the first baseman for Norfolk Central Railroad. Braden Valentine rocks and fires. Next pitch on the way. It's going to be up high for a ball. 2-2. Devin Wyman will get the start for Hastings in game number two here tonight. Should go about 30 minutes after the conclusion of this one. Next pitch is going to be on the way. It's going to be up high for a ball. And it's now 3-2. So 3-2 the count to the leadoff man on here in the fifth inning of play. And also the leadoff man in the batting order for Norfolk Central Railroad. Braden Valentine throws one to the plate. Popped up. It's going to head out to the shallow right field. Coming on is going to be Grant Schmidt, and he makes the catch. Loses his cap on the way in, but Grant Schmidt makes the catch out there in right field to record the out for Hastings 5 points back. Bryce Sovereign, another right-handed hitter, comes to the plate next for Norfolk Central Railroad. He is 0-for-2 here tonight. He grounded out in the first inning to the shortstop and hit one back to the first baseman in inning number three. High flying ball. Left side of the diamond going back on the edge of the outfield grass as Reimer calls for it, makes the catch. Bryce Sovereign is retiring the play as he pops one back to the shortstop for Hastings' Sam Reimer. And that's going to bring up Riggins Hopper next. Hopper, he is a third baseman. He's been on base both times he's been up there so far tonight. Had a double in the first inning of play, the left field. Reached on a base on balls in inning number three. So Riggins Hopper comes up there, right-handed hitter. Braden Valentine rocks and fires. Next pitch to the play is going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike on Hopper. Grant Gilsdorf would be next. Swinging the bat in the on-deck circle there for Norfolk Central Railroad. Here's the next pitch hit out to left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Matt Kronz giving chase there for Hastings around the bag at first on his way to second. Sovereign puts on the brakes and hits back there. As Matt Krantz grabs the ball out there for Hastings. Riggins Hopper is aboard with a base hit to left field there for Norfolk Central Railroad. That is going to be the third base hit of the ball game now for Norfolk. And now Grant Gilsdorf will come to the plate next. Gilsdorf so far tonight has reached on a base on balls. That was back there in the third inning, and he also grounded out in the first. He's 0 for 1 here tonight. Braden Valentine comes set, swing and a miss here at the plate. He delivers up a beauty right there by Braden Valentine. No balls and one strike here at the plate. TJ Price would be next. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning here tonight. This one's scheduled for 7. A doubleheader between Hastings and Norfolk Central Railroad. Braden Valentine again comes to his belt. Looks to the runner at first base. Delivers to the plate. Up high for a ball. Asher ready to fire it down to first base, but holds on to it and gets it back to the pitcher. Braden Valentine, the count, one ball and one strike. Hastings will play in the Omaha tournament this weekend. We'll play at North Platte on Tuesday, then a home game against Kearney next Wednesday. There's a ball that's going to be popped up out in the shallow right field. Going back is the second baseman, Dreher, and he makes the catch over his head. Grant Gilsdorf flies out to the second baseman to end this fifth inning of play. Norfolk, they score no runs on a base hit, no errors, they leave one. We go to inning number 6 with a score, Hastings 5 and Norfolk nothing.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings, Senior Citizen Night tonight here at the ballpark. Hastings and Norfolk Central Railroad, Senior Citizen Night brought to you by the Good Samaritan Village of Hastings. Again, 55 and older, you get them for just a buck here tonight. We still got plenty of baseball yet to go here this evening. Get you a free pop, get you a free popcorn when you come to the ballpark here tonight. Then next Friday when Las Vegas comes to town, yeah, we're going to play a team from Las Vegas next Friday. It's going to be Fan Appreciation Night. That's going to be a free admission next Friday night here at Duncan Field. That'll be a week from Friday. This Las Vegas team making their way across Nebraska going to the College World Series. So they wanted to check out Duncan Field. They're all about it out in Vegas. So they're going to play a ball game a week from Friday night here at Duncan Field. Fan Appreciation Night. Admission absolutely free as the guys enter the College World Series in Omaha. So Hastings batting now here in the sixth inning of play. This is the top of the sixth. As the pitch comes in there on Blaine Dreher, nearly hits Blaine. Scampers away from that one, and the count is going to be one ball and no strikes. Starting pitcher for Norfolk Central Railroad, Baylor Price is still out there. He's now sitting at 66 pitches here in the ball game. There's a swing and a hit back to the pitcher. Just really got a little piece of that one as Price retires Blaine Dreher at the bag at first base. So Dreher just got a little piece of that one, and the pitcher had an easy play on the ball. Baylor Price goes over to Mason Emery to record the out. Grant Schmidt coming to the plate next. Schmidt had a base on ball, scored a run in the third inning, and he grounded out in inning number 5 here tonight. He's 0 for 1. Batting in this number 8 position. Batting average on the season is sitting at .286. As things got started here tonight, 8 out of 26 from the plate. Ground ball, foul, third base side. One ball and one strike now to Grant Schmidt. We're in the bottom third of the order here in this inning. Matt Krantz will follow him. Krantz has had a good night tonight. He's got a couple of base hits, and he scored 2 runs for Hastings out of that number 9 position. He's In the on-deck circle right now, as the next pitch comes to the plate, it's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike down to Grant Schmidt. Schmidt has walked two times so far this year. He's struck out two times. Next pitch comes inside. And it's now three balls and one strike down to Grant Schmidt. Digs in for the right-hand batter's box here. Here comes the next pitch by Baylor Price. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So a walk given up there by Price. Heading down to first base on the play is going to be Grant Schmidt. For Price, that's going to be walk number four in the ball game now. And now Matt Krantz to the plate next. And he has scored two runs. He's got a couple of base hits in the ball game for Hastings out of this number nine position here tonight. The pitch to him is going to be up high for a ball. Krantz on the season with a batting average of only 167. He's helped that out tonight. He had two base hits and 12 trips to the plate coming into the ball game here tonight. He's got a couple of base hits here. Taking his lead down at first base is going to be Grant Schmidt. Pitch comes to the plate there by Baylor Price outside for a ball. And they count two balls and no strikes on Krantz. Brock Greer is next for Hastings, and then Sam Reimer in the hole here tonight. Sneaking away from the bag over there at first is Schmidt. Price throws one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike, and it's two balls and one strike. Hastings trying to bounce back after last night's loss to Grand Island Home Federal. Lost to GI last night by a score of 5-2 at just three base hits in the ball game last night. Hastings has got seven here. There goes the runner at first base, and it's a swing and a miss at the plate. The throw down there is not going to be in time. Sliding in there was Grant Schmidt. He was going on the pitch. It was a hit and run there, but Matt didn't hold up to his end of the bargain here. He went out to an outside pitch there. And came up empty, but the throw down there by Gilsdorf, not in time, so he stole in base there for Grant Schmidt. And the count here at the plate is at two balls and two strikes on Krantz. There's the ball, hit the right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Around the bag at third, coming home, is going to be Grant Schmidt. Krantz is on his way to second base. He is there with a stand-up double. So a guy who only had two base hits in the first 12 ball games, he's delivered tonight. That's the third base hit of the ball game for Matt Krantz as he drives home a run here in this number nine position. And Hastings goes out on top now. Final score of 5-6 here in this contest over Norfolk Central Railroad. Down there at the second base is going to be Krantz, and coming to the plate is going to be Brock Greer. There's only one bat out here in the ball game. As the pitch comes to the plate, it's going to be onside for a ball. 1-0 the counts. So Brock Dreher in there after missing this weekend's action because of his concussion that he suffered last Tuesday. Back in there now in this ball game against Norfolk Central Railroad. Next pitch is on the way. It's going to be in there for a strike, and the count is even up at one ball and one strike. Dreher leading the team as far as the batting average is concerned. He's sitting at .364. He's got four RBIs so far this year. He struck out four times. He has walked five times. Next pitch is going to be on the way. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it's now two balls and one strike. Devin Wyman is expected to get the start for Hastings in game number two here tonight. He pitched a couple of innings in relief in that one of the ball games over the weekend in that Hastings Grand Island tournament. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And now Baylor Price might be running out of gas here in the sixth inning. He's went all the way for Norfolk Central Railroad. The count is at three balls and one strike here to Brock Greer in the sixth inning. Next pitch is going to be on the way. It's going to be popped up out to right field. It gets across the foul line. It's going to fall out there. So a long strike on Brock Greer. And now the count is full at three balls and two strikes. 6-0 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. Hastings scoring two runs in the third inning. They got three more in the fifth inning of play. One so far here in the sixth. Looking for more with only one man out. Matt Krantz is your base runner down there at second base after his RBI double here in the sixth. Baylor Price waiting here on the mound for Norfolk Central Railroad. Now Dreher's ready to go as he digs back in on the right-hand side. Price comes set, looks to the runner at second base, offers one to the plate. That's going to be hit to right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. That's going to score a run as Matt Krantz is around the bag at third. On his way to second base is Dreher. He's going for three. Here comes the throw in. It's over the head of the third baseman, Hopper, and he's going to stay right there. So Matt Krantz, he scores a triple there for Brock Dreher to drive home a run to right center field. And Hastings has now got a 7-0 lead over Norfolk Central Railroad. And Sam Reimer comes to the plate next. That is the first triple of the season for Brock Dreher. About the same spot as we saw Matt Krantz hit one. This one was a little deeper there as Brock Dreher got around to a third base on the play. And now Sam Reimer coming up there next, but not before we have a little conference on the mound here for Norfolk Central Railroad as they're trailing in the ballgame by a score of 7-0. I believe there is a 8-run rule after five innings here. So if Hastings can get a base runner home, we would end this thing an inning early. But I think we're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Norfolk Central Railroad. So a pitching change coming up here for Norfolk. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 7, Norfolk nothing.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Treat Dad like a king this Father's Day and shop at Gary Michaels Clothiers. There's special savings throughout the store. Buy any two sportswear items at regular price and receive the third free. Mix and match Nike golf shorts and polos with Tommy Bahama camp shirts and shorts. Perfect for the golfer or casual dad. For the professional dad, all in-stock seasonal sports coats and suits now 30 to 50% off. Add a dress shirt and receive a tie half price. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers for Dad. Downtown Hastings and on the bricks, Kearney. Open late Thursday and Saturday until 4.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
1230 KHAS.
So we got a pitching change coming up here for Norfolk Central Railroad. Coming on to throw is going to be Mason Emery. He moves from first base to the pitcher's mound. We've got Baylor Price. He's going over to first base now, so they just trade positions there. Also, it's going to be going to right field as the designated hitter, Blake Bauer. He'll play out in right field as Austin Papstein will come out of the ballgame now for Norfolk Central Railroad. Hastings out on top of Norfolk Central Railroad. We are in the sixth inning of play. The score is 7-0. Hastings has got one man out here in the sixth. And that's going to be the case. Hastings has got an 8-run rule. If they can score here, this game would end an inning early. Sam Reimer coming to the plate. Reimer's got a couple of singles to his credit tonight. He's got a couple of RBIs, and he's popped one to the shortstop in his three plate appearances. As Mason Emery comes to the plate, it's going to be up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. So down here at third base for Hastings is Brock Dreher. Hastings with a double and a triple here in the sixth inning of play. Emery is a right-handed thrower, offers one to the plate. It's going to be swung on and foul tap back to the screen. And they count one ball and one strike. First game of two here tonight involving Hastings and Norfolk Central Railroad. Hastings in control here in game number one. Looking to go to 7-6 on the season with a victory here. They've got a 7-0 lead right now. Here's the next pitch. The Reimer is going to be down low for a ball. Reimer signaling to his base runner down there to stay put as a grab was made by Grant Gilsdorf behind the plate there for Norfolk. The count is at 2-1 now to Sam Reimer. Back in the number two position. Next pitch is on the way. Popped up. It's going to be over here in foul territory. As the catcher comes over, Gilsdorf can't get there. It goes into the first row of the bleachers. Somebody leaning out of the stands there nearly went head over heels there in the first row trying to grab the ball there. So it's two balls and two strikes. 2-2 the count to Sam Reimer. Zach Merrill would be next here for Hastings. Sam Reimer takes a couple of practice swings before he re-enters the box here. Reimer started the day with a batting average of 303. Has helped out a little bit here today. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 the count. There's one runner on at third base. That's Brock Dreher. A double that produces a run, a triple that produces a run for Hastings here in this sixth inning. Here comes a 3-2 pitch, a check swing foul back into the fence. And the count remains at three balls and two strikes. You're listening to American Legion Baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings out on top of Norfolk tonight by a score of 7-0. Three balls and two strikes here to Sam Reimer. Mason Emery works from the stretch, throws into the plate. It's going to be popped up, and it's going to be in foul territory. Over here on the third base side, out of play. So the count remains at three balls and two strikes. Another Legion baseball action tonight. Kearney playing in Grand Island against Home Federal and Grand Island Five Points Bank. Those games were called off because of the expected bad weather tonight, but nothing happening so far. Three balls and two strikes. Next pitch is going to be hit toward the left center field. Going back is going to be Blitz, and he can't make the catches off of his glove out there in center field. Running towards second base is going to be Sam Reimer, and a run comes in to score for Hastings. That makes it an 8-0 ball game. That's going to be an error chalked up on the center fielder, Hunter Blitz, as it's off of his glove out there in the center field. Makes it an 8-0 ball game. And I think the 8-run rule is in effect. The home plate umpire comes over to the Hastings dugout. And coming to the plate for Hastings is going to be Jarrett Foote. So they're going to continue playing here. I was told earlier today that was going to be the case, but Jarrett Foote is going to come to the plate now here in this sixth inning of play. It's an 8-0 ball game. Hastings has got the lead. So Jarrett Foote will come to the plate here. He comes to bat for the first time here tonight. Foote has a batting average of 182 on the season. And here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Hastings is the visiting team here in this first ball game, so Norfolk will have a chance to bat in the bottom half of the sixth. So that's the reason why this game is going to continue. I forgot about that. Hastings is a visiting team here in game number one, so Norfolk will have a chance in the bottom of the inning to continue. There's a throw to first base. That's not going to be in time as Sam Reimer is back in there. So it's an 8-0 ball game. Hastings is out on top of Norfolk Central Railroad. Hastings with a runner on at second base. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be hit to the left side, fielded there by the shortstop Sovereign. Then he bobbles the ball, and everybody's going to be safe. Runner stays there at second. That's Sam Reimer. Foote gets aboard here at first base. They'll check the official scores. Bryce Sovereign moving to his right there at shortstop, unable to grab the ball there for Norfolk. But nevertheless, Foote gets aboard here for Hastings. Alex Pangan-Eben going to come to the plate next. Pango so far tonight, he has walked. That was back in the second. Hit into a double play, and he had an RBI triple in the fifth inning of play. Hastings with some extra base hits here in the ball game tonight against Norfolk Central Railroad. And the pitch comes in there to Pango. It's going to be inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Pangan-Eben. They give Foote a base hit on that last play for Hastings, so he gets aboard. Pangan-Eben taking a look at the next pitch. It's hit towards second. Kaler's got it. He bobbles the ball at second base. And a throw over to first. That's going to get by the first baseman, Price. A run comes in to score for Hastings. And heading down to second base on the play is going to be Pangan-Eben. And now things getting away from Central Railroad here. Sam Reimer comes in to score for Hastings. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Foote. Over there it's a second base is going to be Pangan-Eben as he gets aboard here. That should be another error chalked up on Nebraska Central Railroad. And now Brooks Asher coming to the plate next. So a couple of errors on Norfolk here in this sixth inning, and Hastings has plated four more runs. Hastings now out on top by a score of 9-0. And this ball game is scheduled for seven innings. Hastings now with only one man out here in the sixth. Mason Emery continues the throw out there for Norfolk Central Railroad. In the starter tonight was Baylor Price. His numbers are official now. He goes five and a third innings, gives up nine hits and eight runs, seven of those earned, four base on balls and one strikeout. Now with Emery out there, Mason Emery coming over from first base to throw here in the sixth inning. His defense has let him down since he's come on here. A couple of errors and a single. He's not retired anybody yet. He works on Brooks Asher here in the sixth inning. The pitch to Brooks is going to be down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Valentine would be next. Mason Emery comes set, delivers one to the plate. That ball is going to be hit toward left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Two more runs are going to score for Hastings. Asher on his way, digging for second base, and he'll have a two-run double. Brooks Asher, a two-run double to left center field. Coming in is going to be Foot from third. Coming in from second base to score is going to be Panganiban. It's now an 11-0 ball game in favor of Hastings Five Points Bank. Still only one man out. And now Valentine comes to the plate next. Vinny Schmidt going to come out and run now at second base for Brooks Asher. So Valentine represents the ninth man to come to the plate now for Norfolk Central Railroad. This is a team that has struggled this year. They're 2-6 here during the summer. During the spring, during the high school season, Norfolk went 2-30. They're trailing Hastings here by a score of 11-0. Hastings with 11 base hits and 11 runs in the ball game so far. Valentine is going to take a pitch outside for a ball here. One ball and no strikes on Valentine. Mason Emery looking in for the sign from his catcher, Gilsdorf. He's got it. Throws under the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. 2-0. So Emery, since he's come on, he hasn't got anybody retired yet. This is the fifth guy to come to the plate against Mason Emery. He comes to his belt here. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. It is now one ball and one strike to Braden Valentine. Valentine started the day with a batting average of .324. He is 0-2 so far tonight. He's popped one back to the third baseman, and he's lined out to the third baseman. He's also been hit by a pitch in his three plate appearances. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's three balls and one strike. Braden Valentine ahead on the count of three balls and one strike. Mason Emery comes set, fires one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. That's now three balls and two strikes. It is an eight-run rule in Legion ball after five innings, a 10-run rule after four is what they got going here. So Norfolk will have a chance to bat here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. There's a swing and a miss, and Valentine strikes out of the ball game. Strikeout number one for Mason Emery. And that's going to bring up now Blaine Dreher. That's where we all started back there in the sixth inning for Hastings. So Hastings Five Points Bank is battered around here in the sixth inning. Now there's two men out. Hastings with a base runner at second base. That is Vinny Schmidt running for Brooks Asher. High fly ball here. Dreher sends it over right side of the diamond. Rounding the foul line is the first baseman, Baylor Price, and he grabs it, and the inning is over. Blaine Dreher flies out to the first baseman to end the inning. Hastings coming up with six runs, though, here in this sixth inning of play. Hastings has got the lead over Norfolk Central Railroad. It is Hastings 11 and Norfolk nothing.
Shop local, save big at ShopWheelerDealer.com to subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. ShopWheelerDealer.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Norfolk Central Railroad. Hastings has got the lead 11-0. As we head to the bottom half of the sixth inning, Norfolk will have to score at least four runs here in the inning to continue this thing. There's an eight-run rule in American Legion baseball. After five innings, we're into the bottom of the sixth right now. Norfolk, the home team here in game number one. Hastings will be the home team for game number two. This is Senior Citizens Night tonight here at Duncan Field. Still another game to go. Anybody 55 and older gets in for just a buck here tonight. Get yourself a free popcorn. Get yourself a free soda when you show up here tonight. So come on out and enjoy game number two coming up 30 minutes after the completion of this one. Hastings and Norfolk Central Railroad in action here in the Cornhusker League. Braden Valentine is going to come out and try to finish things off for Hastings here in the sixth. He's going to face T.J. Price. He's the left fielder. T.J. is 0 for 2 so far in the ball game. He's popping back to the second baseman, and he's flown out to center field. Batting here in the sixth inning of play. Takes a whack at that one, gets a little piece of it, and goes over to third base, and it's going to be grabbed there by Hastings. Grabbed at third base. That's Devin Wyman, who's now playing third for Hastings. T.J. Price flies out to Wyman. And that's going to bring up Blake Bauer next, it should be. Yep, that's going to be Bauer coming to the plate. Sartha is the designated hitter. He's now playing out in right field for Norfolk Central Railroad. 0 for 2 so far tonight. Fastball delivered up there by Braden Valentine. Up around the eyeballs and Bauer. One ball and no strikes. Hunter Blitch is the in the on-deck circle here. There's a ground ball out towards second. Greer charges, grabs the ball, bobbles it, and he can't make the play. Can't make the play. That's going to be a Vinny Schmidt who's into the ball game now at second base. So Rush Kendig making some changes. That's going to be an error chalked up on Vinny Schmidt at second base. So Vinny is now at second. You've got Wyman over here at third base for Hastings. So Bauer gets aboard at first. Hunter Blitz now comes to the plate here. And the pitch there by Valentine is going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. American Legion baseball action here tonight. On 1230 KHAS, Hastings with a lead over Norfolk. The score is 11-0. Here comes the next pitch to Hunter Blitz. It's going to be down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes on Hunter Blitz. Batting here in the right-hand side here for Norfolk Central Railroad. Blake Bauer taking his lead down there at first base. The next pitch should be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Two balls and one strike. It's like a morgue in the old ballpark here tonight. Very quiet here. Fans just basking in the sunshine that we have left here on this Wednesday as the shadows start to creep across the field here at Duncan Field. Three balls and one strike now to Hunter Blitch. Braden Valentine trying to finish things off for Hastings. We are in the sixth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. So a base on ball is getting up there by Valentine. Runners are now at first and second base here for Norfolk. And that's going to bring up to the plate next Baylor Price. So Baylor Price was the pitcher. And now he's inserted into the batting order here for the number 8 guy, Papstein. So Price coming to the plate for the first time here tonight in this sixth inning of play with his team trailing by a score of 11-0. He sends that one out to center field. That's going to be a base hit. Brock Dreher picks it up there and gets it back to the infield here for Hastings. And now Norfolk Central Railroad is the bases loaded. Bauer moves over to third base on the play. Blitch is on at second base. Price is on at first base. That's going to be a single there for Norfolk. That's going to be their fifth base hit of the ball game. And now we're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Hastings. So a pitching change coming up here for Hastings 5 points Bank. We are in the sixth inning of play. Norfolk has loaded the bases here. Hastings will make a switch here on the pitcher's mound. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 11, Norfolk nothing.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
It's spring. The air feels fresh, clean, and comfortable. You know, you can make your home feel like springtime all year long with a new Lennox comfort system from Precision Heating and Air Conditioning. Now's the perfect time to save, too, because Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is offering up to $1,700 back with a new qualifying Lennox system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today, 402-463-6061.
Meeting new friends is why. Having fun is why. Active kids is why. Trying something new is why. Camp is why. And Sports Camps 2015 is why. At the Hastings YMCA. Starting June 2nd, it's soccer camp. Followed by tennis, volleyball, cheer, basketball, and in July, it's football camp. All camps are from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. For specific camp dates and to sign up, contact the Y at 463-3139.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings making a pitching change here in the sixth inning. Matt Krantz is going to come on and throw now for Hastings. Krantz, he's been the workhorse on this staff. He's thrown 18 and two-thirds innings. He is 2-2 on the season. Out of those 18 and two-thirds innings, he has given up 18 hits and 14 runs. 12 of those earned. 12 base on balls and 6 strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 4.50. So Norfolk has loaded the bases here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Hastings still out on top by a score of 11-0 here in the ball game as Matt Krantz comes in from left field. The throw now, Valentine goes out to left field, so they just changed positions here in the sixth inning. And Krantz has thrown 3 straight balls. Now there's nowhere to put this guy. 3 balls and no strikes. This is Heath Kaler. He waits and he's going to take a strike here. 3 balls and 1 strike. So Matt Krantz now throwing here for Hastings in the sixth inning of play. Working from the stretch with the bases juiced here. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be foul tap back to the screen. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Again, the 8-run rule is in effect here in the Cornhusker League. If Hastings can hold Norfolk Central Railroad to 3 runs or less here in this inning. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball, and he walks one home. Heath Kaler gets a base on balls here, drives home a run. Now it's an 11-1 ball game as Bauer comes in from third base to score for Norfolk Central Railroad. Moving down to third base on the play is going to be Hunter Blitch. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Price. Kaler is aboard at first. And now we go back to the top of the order again, and Mason Emery. Emery started the day at first base. He moved to the pitcher's mound in the last half of an inning there for Norfolk Central Railroad. He takes a pitch in there for a strike in the outside corners. Nothing and one. Here comes the next pitch by Krantz. It's going to be popped up, and it's going to be in foul territory. Out of play, and it's no balls and 2 strikes. One man out for Norfolk Central Railroad here in this sixth inning of play. Hastings now out on top by a score of 11-1. Matt Krantz throws another little play. There's a ball hit towards second. Vinny Schmidt, he goes to second base for one over the first base. That's not going to be in time, and a run comes in to score. So they chopped down the runner down there at second base. That was Kaler. They get him at second base for the second out. Blitch comes in to score on the play for Norfolk, so that makes it an 11-2 ball game. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Price. And Mason Emery, he gets aboard at first base with a fielder's choice. So now there's 2 men out here in the bottom of the sixth. Hastings now leading by the score of 11-2. Bryce Sovereign comes up there next. He's the shortstop. He is 0 for 3 so far tonight. He pops this one up. It's going to be in shallow left field. Coming on is going to be Valentine, and he makes the catch. Valentine makes the catch out there in left field, and the ball game is over. It'll be stopped after six innings because of the eight-run rule. Hastings is going to win it tonight over Norfolk in the first half of a doubleheader. Final score, Hastings 11, Norfolk 2. Back with a recap after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Mary Lanning started off with very humble beginnings 100 years ago.
The technology has really impacted taking care of patients.
There are cords everywhere, monitors everywhere that weren't even invented, I don't think, 33 years ago. But what hasn't changed is how we take care of patients.
And it is easy for nursing today to forget that the patient is a recipient of that technology. And that's why I think they're successful here, is that they continue to focus on the patient and not on the machines.
The advancements that we've seen in the hospital are part of that history that goes with us. But we still have that small town feel that I remember growing up.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings 5 points back wins the opener here tonight over Norfolk Central Railroad. The final score of 11-2. The game stopped after six innings by the eight-run rule here in the Cornhusker League. So Hastings going to 7 wins and 6 losses on the season. Norfolk will drop to 2 wins and 7 losses. Final numbers, Hastings 11 runs on 11 base hits and 2 errors in the ball game. Hastings leaving 9 men on the base pads. Norfolk tonight, they scored 2 runs on 4 hits. They commit 3 errors, and they leave 5 men on base. Winning pitcher for Hastings will be Braden Valentine. He is now 1-0 on the season. Valentine in the ball game tonight for Hastings. He goes 6 innings. He gives up 4 hits, 2 runs. He walked 5 and struck out 1. So Braden Valentine gets the win. Matt Krantz came on there in the last inning of play for Hastings and didn't. Let's see, Matt Krantz came in there in the 6th inning of play for Hastings, and he gave up a base on balls, and that's about it. So Hastings wins it here tonight over Norfolk Central Railroad. The score of 11-2 as far as the offensive production concerned for Hastings in the first ball game. Brock Dreher had 2 hits and 1 RBI. Sam Reimer had 2 hits and 3 RBIs. Zach Merrill had 1 hit and 2 RBIs. Jared Foote also had a base hit in the ball game tonight for Hastings. Alex Pagan-Eben with 1 hit and 1 RBI. Brooks Asher with 1 hit, 2 RBIs. And Matt Krantz was the star in the first ball game offensively. 3 base hits and 1 RBI for Matt Krantz as Hastings wins it tonight by a score of 11-2 over Norfolk Central Railroad. We've got game number 2 coming up in about 25 to 30 minutes from right now. We'll also have that one for you here on 1230 KHIS. We'll come back in just a little bit, go back to the studios. Again, Hastings winning the first ball game by a score of 11-2 for 1230 KHIS Sports. This is Mike Will.
Today's game has been brought to you by the KHES Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned to the second half. The doubleheader is coming up here on 1230 KHAS.